This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello, elegant listeners, and welcome to Go! My favorite sports team.
I don't have a volume knob right now.
Oh, no. I'm sorry for destroying your ears, Mark.
Yeah. I have no idea how to turn the volume down on this. For those of you who are watching on Spotify, you might realize that something's going wrong over in my camera. Everything. You know how if you walk away from a computer, everything changes absolutely and will never stay the same no matter what?
Yeah, that shouldn't normally happen, but...
Oh, of course it should. That's exactly what does happen. Anyway, oh God, to even turn down the volume, I have to activate a suite of something that's gonna add more. Headphone. Are you quieter?
I don't know. Am I?
Yes, you are.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so all of my shit broke and I don't know why, but I'm here. Nothing will stop me from reporting the sports news. In today's news, Tom Brady.
No.
Dead at 53.
Today's news is sports have been put at a standstill in the United States. Sports have been put by the wayside by sports broadcasts, ESPN, NFL. Everybody has stopped talking about sports and started talking about a relationship, a budding, blossoming romance, potentially. You know, it's really interesting. So, Mark... Sports are out the window today. It's still sports ancillary, but there's an interesting thing. So, do you know the name Travis Kelce?
Of course. Who doesn't know about Mr.?
He went to UC when you were there.
What, did you know every student of the college you went to? How would I know who one person is? How would I know that? I don't even know the names of my teachers all through high school. I don't even remember your name.
That's a lie.
Quiz me. I dare you to quiz me. Ask me what your name is.
What's
my
name?
I'll never get it. I don't know.
Liar. Anyway, so Travis Kelce was a star tight end for the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Uh-huh.
He was drafted in 2013 by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Recently, there's been a development. Travis Kelce went to a Taylor Swift concert, like any other Swiftie would. Anyone who likes Taylor Swift, you know who Taylor Swift is, right?
Maybe.
Mark?
Maybe.
Musician extraordinaire, probably one of the most famous people in the world right now as far as popularity goes, selling out stadiums and having crowds outside of stadiums that couldn't buy a ticket listening to concerts.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very prominent. Well, Travis Kelce went to a Taylor Swift concert in Arrowhead Stadium, his home stadium, where he plays football.
Uh-huh.
And he went to that game, or went to that concert, and he wanted to give a friendship bracelet to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taylor Swift's fan base is known for exchanging friendship bracelets because of a song lyric in one of her songs. It became very popular that Swifties, when they would go to concerts, would exchange friendship bracelets. Little beads with strings, you know, they'd put their names on it. They'd put like really cool monikers like Love Yourself, different things like that. Cool things. And they'd exchange friendship bracelets. So yeah. Travis Kelce went to this game and he made a friendship bracelet. Uh-huh. And he talked about it afterwards. He was really upset because he didn't get a chance to give it to Taylor Swift. And he said that Taylor doesn't talk to anybody before or after a concert in order to preserve her voice and stuff like that. Because she puts on a long show. It's like multiple hours and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, Travis Kelce talked about this. And soon the NFL was talking about it as well. Because Travis Kelce not only wanted to just give a friendship bracelet, but he wanted to give Taylor Swift his phone number. He wanted to spit some riz. He wanted to see if there was a budding romance that could come of this. He was shooting a shot, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, the NFL, after seeing Taylor Swift sell out these massive stadiums, picked up on this, and all of a sudden, they're talking about it. Travis Kelce scores a touchdown. Oh, he found a blank space. They're making all of these references to Taylor Swift's songs. All right?
Uh-huh.
So much so that I will now share with you this particular video that I found. Because I went down a rabbit hole for this. I hope you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A rabbit hole. All right?
All right. I'm so ready to be... What am I looking at?
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Well, even though that bone bruise and the injury, one would think is delicate, he's been able to shake it off. I should have known that all too well, that you would not know. Well, I mean, you saw it on Thursday night when Travis Kelce wasn't in there. It left a blank space. But I think he returns today and proves to be the anti-hero.
I'm with you.
I've never
to pick the Chiefs to lose style.
Every ding is a Taylor Swift reference.
Oh, I picked
all
that
right,
up.
There are the Chiefs. Oh, Kelce coming out. August is over. Now September.
So, yeah. They were rooting for this budding romance, all right?
Uh-huh, okay, all right.
So much so that it was all over, commentators were talking about, everybody was talking about this potential romance. And on Sunday, Taylor Swift not only shows up to the football game, but is seated in the family suite next to his mother watching the football game.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, this conversation, the entire sports world has stopped. Everybody is all consumed. It's all over the place. So much so that after Sunday, Travis Kelce's jersey became the top five most sold ever. He gained 300,000 followers on Twitter. And Swifties are learning football. And let me tell you, Swifties, if you're looking to learn football, we have an episode for
Get
you.
Get out! Get the fuck out! What are you doing here? Look, we're
no!
accessible, but not to your kind.
Whoa! Don't listen
look,
to the
look,
mark over
look,
here.
Look,
don't listen to him.
If I want to listen to a boomer singing songs like Taylor Swift, I want the new generation of music. I don't want no millennial. Get him out of here. Gah, old hat. I'm going to be dead in 3 days.
Yes, you will. No, but seriously, it's crazy how deep of a dive this has gone.
I was waiting for someone to ascend from the fifth base. I was waiting for you to tell me that you were quitting the podcast because you just won the lottery. I was waiting for the horrible twist when there was a 20-car pileup in the middle of this football stadium. I did not know that I was waiting that entire time to hear, "Ooh, golly gee, this football player might be dating Taylor Swift, doodly diddly dee."
According to current speculation, because like I said, I went down the rabbit hole.
I was struggling at my computer for like 30 minutes prior to this episode. I don't have a lot of time. I fly. You know when I leave for the airport?
4:30. I'll tell you, you don't even have to guess. You know how long that is from now? 8.5 hours from now. Look, I ain't got a lot of time. And I spent it. I spent it setting up because I was like, oh, Tyler's got a good one. He's got a good one today. And then I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Oh, I went through all this trouble. I can't wait to hear it. And now I have to chop my own ears off to forget that I ever heard this stupid news.
It's important. The
Why?
Whole world is talking about
Why
it.
Why is it important? Just because people are talking about it doesn't automatically make something important. This is about the least important thing we've ever talked about it. And we talked about the Romans fighting those mountain people. And they bobsledded their way to death. That's what we talked about. Wasn't that dumb? We're talking about babies going saluting. What is it called? Skeleton. That's one. They called Baby Mark did that. That was about the dumbest thing I heard until this today. Who cares? All right. Tell me why I should care. Well, I can't wait. I love this. I have so many friendship bracelets. I can't wait.
All right. So there's speculation before all of this came out that this was all a publicity stunt.
America's royal couple now, Mark.
What? How do you know about that? How do you know? What do you mean? I don't know. Why did I wake up this morning? Why did that have to happen to me? Why did I have to experience the day that is today and have it end with this travesty? This is horrible, and I object to this. I accuse myself so that I can be banned from this podcast.
Did Amy pop in and say that she knew what we were talking about?
Oh, you couldn't hear her? Probably because no. This microphone's so directional that it didn't even pick it up. Amy, we didn't even hear you. What Amy said was, I can't believe you're talking about that crap. Who cares? That's what I heard. That's what I heard. And that's as far as everyone knows, that's what they heard. This mic's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Does I like the good? Fact that it sounds good. It lights up nice.
I didn't even do anything to it. I just plugged it in. It's well, a pretty good mic.
Yeah.
I had it sitting in a box.
Oh, you know who else sounds good? Taylor Swift and Travis
God.
Kelce.
Oh, my God.
Listen. I went down a rabbit hole because I thought this was entertaining. And the simple fact of a few different things. For one, people are obsessed with this.
Right. I can tell.
People are obsessed with Taylor Swift's dating life because she writes songs about it. Her songs are basically like a diary of her life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, her favorite number is 13, and Travis Kelce happens to be the 13th guy that she's dated publicly, supposedly. So it's a big deal. In her song, she talked about...
You can't just say something's a big deal!
It's a big deal to Swifties!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! If you look at their rising sun signs and their falling crescent moons, they aligned up on the number 27... Oh, man,
additionally,
what a day. Oh, God.
Additionally, you dig down the rabbit hole. There's song lyrics where she talks about you'll be 89 and I'll be 87. Travis Kelce happens to wear 87, and she was gifted an 89 Kansas City Chiefs jersey before the actual concert in Kansas City. Secondly, Travis Kelce showed up in a particular style denim get up that was 1989 bedroom print or something. She has a show coming out, the 1989 TV, which I think is like Taylor Swift's TV channel or something. I don't know enough about it to really talk about it. Like, all of this is absolutely insane and getting blown out of proportion in a massive way. And the rabbit holes that I have found on TikTok of people commenting on it and everything, even
and
in the speculation.
You're buying into it. You're going to, if you believe in that, like the 89 to my 87, so you're going to be at the deli counter on December 12th at 12:12 p.m. and you're going to pull out your number to get your order taken. It's going to be the number 12, and you're going to lock eyes with the meat lady behind the counter. You're going to be like, what's your name? And she's going to go 12 and look, we're going to get married.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money.
You know, all those subscription websites, they just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me, up to 20%.
Maybe, but for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What is this? What am I looking at?
This is speculation. This was before the official news was released, before Sunday, and I just really appreciated this guy.
Uh-huh.
Because it made me laugh.
Hey, real quick, as a newly converted Swiftie fan and a lifelong Kelce fan, you know, Jason, Travis, Mama Kelce, Papa, the whole Kelce crew. Travis, don't miss your shot! The whole world's behind you right now. You went on a show to find love. The world right now is telling Taylor Swift she wants to go on a date with you. Could you guys imagine the babies? They're running for a touchdown to catch it. They land, but while they're in flight, they're singing the newest hit single. I'm going to catch this touchdown.
All right. There's more.
How is there more? There's nothing else to the story. There's nothing else.
That's so much more to the story.
That was a one sentence update at the very beginning of this episode. There couldn't possibly be more. How many more numbers? What's their birthday? Do they align? Oh, are they secretly related? Do they have the same grandma? It's destiny.
No, I wanted to bring up the fact of something he brought up, which was the TV show Travis Kelce had when he was trying to find love. Back in 2016, he had a TV show, a dating show called Catching Kelce.
Why did he have a TV show?
Where 50 women from all 50 different states came on to see if they could match and date Travis Kelce.
And one of them was Taylor Swift.
None of them were Taylor Swift.
From the great state of Minnesota. Oklahoma. Rhode Island. No one ever guesses it.
Did I guess it right?
She was born in Pennsylvania.
Well, there you go. It's basically Ohio's neighbor. Destiny.
But then she grew up in Tennessee. Well, I mean, yeah. Ohio's neighbor. You're right. There you go. Destiny. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that people are talking about. All right.
Yes.
The fact is that she showed
Let
up
Let me
to
guess
the game.
What people are talking about. Them possibly dating? Oh, man. I can't wait to expand on that subject.
The fact is that it's pretty much confirmed that they are dating. She was in the booth with his mom, talking with his mom. Like, you're not chummy with somebody's mom unless you've been seeing each other for a while, generally speaking.
Mom's is a big Swiftie. Big fan.
Could be.
Big fan.
Could be. You never know. But, I mean, it's... Everyone's making jokes about it. The Philadelphia Eagles, before their game tonight, posted a TikTok where they were talking about their favorite combo of Kelce and Swift because they have a running back named DeAndre Swift, and Travis's brother, Jason, is an offensive lineman. He's the center for the Philadelphia Eagles. And so they posted a TikTok showing them two together.
Uh-huh.
Hey, The audience wanted this podcast to be a romance podcast at one point, so we're doing it. We're filling them in.
What is it? Wait, when did that happen to be a romance podcast?
It was a while ago. It was when you were when we talked about is dating a sport. After that, they're like, we should talk about romance and love.
All right, okay. So now we are officially the sports gossip podcast because that's where the big money is. I don't want to talk about no dumb sports. I want to hear about all the latest news of who's who and who's cheating on who with who. I can't wait to hear more about... What's the guy's name? Kelsey?
Travis Kelce, yeah.
Travis Kelce, okay. I can't wait to hear about Kelce's exploits, his adventures.
Exploits?
How did he get a TV show?
Because he's one of the best tight ends to ever play the game of football. He's won multiple Super Bowls. He's been an all-pro year after year. He's been a phenomenal athlete. And he has incredible charisma. Him and his brother actually have a podcast. And they're pretty funny dudes. They're from Ohio. I mean, talent just comes from Ohio, you know?
Where in Ohio?
I mean, they both went to UC, Jason and Travis.
Fascinating. Well, you know what we have to do now? We have to destroy their podcast from the inside out. What we'll do is we'll infiltrate this organization. We'll get all the juicy deets, and then we'll sabotage the relationship. I'll set you up, Taylor Swift, and then we can take the world by storm. That's the true future. I'm manifesting it.
Yeah, right? You can manifest it, but that's you doing it.
I'm manifesting it.
All right, Mark, you want to talk about other sports news now?
No, I don't, actually. I don't want to talk about this some more. I want to hear more about this.
Breaking sports news. Also on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers charter plane made a very important emergency landing in Kansas City. They weren't playing a game there or anything. The Steelers landed due to oil pressure failure in one of the plane's engines. It totally had nothing to do with feeling left out of the T-Swift drama. Not at all. This news most definitely not sponsored by the city of Pittsburgh. In Pennsylvania, where Taylor Swift happens to be from, not that that's relevant or anything.
I heard a rumor that
you know why she came to Arrowhead, right?
Arrowhead, what's Arrowhead?
Travis Kelce spat the line, "I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock the stage at Arrowhead," which is the name of the stadium.
Spat the line?
Yeah.
I think that's called saying a sentence. There was nothing to be spat in that. What do you mean spat the line? You said Riz was dripping out of his ears.
Riz.
No. Hey, I heard you're at this city. Why don't you see me at the city, too? I'm going to be there. Don't you worry about that. I've heard of that one before. You remember it? I'm going to be there. You were there in the past. Now I'll be there in the future.
Oh, my.
I can't. Unfathomable Riz. Unquestionable Riz. Godlike Riz.
This might be our funniest podcast episode ever because of how much you hate everything about this.
Look, I don't hate everything about it. I find it fascinating, but it occupies that much in my mind where it goes like, huh, that's how much it occupies my mind.
Listen, a bunch of Swifties, Fans of Taylor Swift want to learn football now because she is dating a football player. This is our opportunity to be that place where they can learn.
All right. Well, we already covered it, and this is just an excuse for you to do another primer on football.
No, I'm telling them to go listen to the old one.
All right. We have an animation. It's on my channel, but you can also listen to the full football primer if you want to know all about football and learn it, and it'll make Taylor Swift like you, literally. Go listen to our primer on football. It's a fact.
There you go, Swifties. You have your access.
I have no problem. By the way, I want to say it very clearly. I have no problem with Taylor Swift. I have no problem with Mr. Kelce. I have no problem with any of this. Totally fine. 100% okay.
You just hate the fact that
there's
we're
no but.
About
did
it.
I say but? Did I say but? No, I find this very entertaining, and I can't wait. I don't know how to hold this. I can't wait. I can't wait to find out more about this. How do you hold this? I can't wait to find out what the next chapter in this beautiful love story is. All I know, though, is I'll say that Taylor Swift copyright struck the parody video that you, me, and Matthias did long ago.
Actually, I think that was the publishing house that she ended up suing in order to... There was a whole thing with that, but...
Never mind. All is forgiven.
Yeah, I think that was somebody that she lost, like, ownership of songs to, and then they struck, like, everything. It's a whole thing. Taylor Swift, please... See, this was our opportunity to get Taylor Swift and Swifties to like us so then they would unstrike that video.
They don't like us. They're never going to like us. And we shouldn't care. We shouldn't base our self-worth on what the Swifties think of us.
I'm not.
It seems like you are.
I'm just saying, the way I thought of this was this was an opportunity for us to help them learn.
To woo.
I'm not wooing them. I'm trying to help give them an opportunity to learn the sport because they want to learn it so that they can have something more relatable to Taylor Swift. Because now that she's dating Travis Kelce officially, because it has been disclosed after the game. First of all, they left together. He drove his vintage car, which is purple and beautiful, with the top down. They ended up going to a restaurant, which hearsay Taylor Swift paid for everybody's dinner and told them to get out. And then they had a party with all of the other Kansas City Chiefs and their
girlfriends.
Is this
girlfriends. A good story? I don't know. Is this a morally good story?
And so they had a like nice after victory date after the football game.
How do people know about this? She's trying to get some privacy, but you got people crawling out of the air ducts being like, oh, that's a purple vintage car. Wow. I can't believe.
I said, I went down a rabbit hole and there was somebody that was up until like 6 o'clock in the morning tracking all of this stuff because of contacts at different restaurants and things. It's wild.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, well, anyway.
But that's basically the episode I had, was that sports, the NFL, everybody has come to a standstill to basically talk about this particular relationship. It has been the headline news. It has been the front story. It has been everything. It has taken over sports in America, especially everything NFL related and beyond. Every podcast was talking about this. All of the sports news were interviewing and asking Jason, his brother, if it was official. They were like, it was insane how much, because of this potential relationship that seems to be officially a relationship now, was taking over sports broadcasting to the point to where all that sports news outlets were talking about was, is Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelce? Or they were supporting to try and get Taylor Swift to be interested in Travis Kelce. I don't know the situation, but it was very fascinating. Some people were speculating that she was going to date Travis so that the Philadelphia Eagles could win the Super Bowl because she's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, which happens to be her brother's team, or not her brother's team, Travis's brother's team. It's wild. There's so much speculation about everything, and it's ridiculous, the tangents and the, like... That's why I went down this rabbit hole, is it was just like
I am
connecting
fascinated.
Everything.
But it's also terrifying if you think about
yes.
it. To imagine that anyone would hyperanalyze every movement of your life
yeah.
to that degree is almost maddening to some people. You know, and that's why some celebrities, they go crazy. They go nuts up because they can't handle it. It's not just about the paparazzi, but it's a complete lack of privacy on everything you do. And if they do break up, it'll create the most amazing music she's ever written in her life, because nothing could top the amount of profundity that their relationship has stirred.
I mean, she is notorious for writing breakup songs after all of her past relationships.
Yes, you know how I know that? Because you said it at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, did I? Anyway.
I learned. I listened.
But based off of this, this is the true reason why, like, I've talked about this a few times, and I understand it in even greater perspective as I watch this stuff happen, why I want to have a part of my life be private. I don't want to have everything be public. And you're the same way. Like, nothing, you want to have part of your life not be in the public eye and not have people overanalyzing. And the fact that this is so public and so overanalyzed and so speculative and everything constantly is wild. And I hope people give them the space to actually get to know each other and find out if they are good for each other. And I'm rooting for them to find whatever happiness that is.
I'm going to read all the fan fiction that people are writing about it. I can't wait to get into the dirty details of people's imaginations about this. That's what I want to leap off the cliff of depravity into the chasm of another adjective that's just like depravity.
I'm sure there's stuff already out.
Hang on, wait.
And it is sports related. Are you going to look it up?
No, I'm not. Man. All right. Hold on.
Ah, okay. I'm going to leap off the cliff of depravity into the chasm of corruption and swim in the river of perversions and dalliance in the desert of deviancy and debauchery.
Jeez.
Anyway.
That's going to do it for this episode.
Apparently, yeah. Okay, cool.
Thank you so much for listening to the non-sports sports news regarding Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Dating? Maybe they're together. Maybe it's exciting.
You said officially confirmed. You literally said officially confirmed.
According to TikTok.
Oh.
It's all speculative.
All speculative.
I'm speculating that they've been seeing each other for a while, the fact that she was chummy with Kelce's mom.
Ah, don't be chummy.
Okay.
Oh, be chummy if you want to be chummy. If that's what you feel in your soul, be chummy.
Anyway, if you too want to find the love of your life, you can sport our amazing merch. We hear it makes you at least 0.1% more attractive if you wear the iFinger Sports t-shirt, hat, or the full finger bundle.
It'll give plus 10 to fingering if you wear the iFinger Sports finger. And coming soon, the iFinger Sports finger.
It is coming soon. We have officially found one that will work, and we are working on the prototypical design. Prototypical prototype design.
He said it, he meant it, and you can get it at store.gmfst.com. Run there now, or else you'll never get it again.
Anyway, you can find Mark.
I like this microphone. This microphone's good.
It is a really good microphone.
I like being able to hold it like this. This is nice. Only I could do Let's Plays one-handed.
Yeah, well, you could. It'd just be an extra challenge. Anyway, go see Mark's Let's Plays over on his YouTube channel. Go check me out my YouTube channel. Please, I need views.
You need views. And I haven't uploaded a video in a while because I've been busy.
Yeah. Busy, busy, busy. Anyway, we'll see you in whatever the next episode brings. Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye.